Welcome to the Marin Executive Series as we talk with the people behind Marin Health that keep your health system moving forward every day. And on this episode, we're going to talk with Liz Colson, Chief Development Officer of the Marin Health Foundation. I'm Bill Klaproth. Liz, it is great to talk with you. Thank you so much for your time. So let's talk about the Marin Health Foundation and what exactly you do as Chief Development Officer.
So the Chief Development Officer, another word for that would be the Chief Fundraiser for the organization. So Marin Health Medical Center is a nonprofit, and that means that they rely on philanthropy to help accomplish some of their goals and some of their mission. And so the Chief Development Officer is the head fundraiser for the organization.
Okay, so the head fundraiser for the organization. So then you're connected to a foundation, the Marin Health Foundation. What does the foundation do?
That's a great question. So the foundation is actually a separate entity from the medical center. So we have Marin Health Foundation, and that's another 501c3 or nonprofit organization. But the sole mission of the foundation is to raise funds to support the medical center and the clinics and the mission of Marin Health.
So the foundation is a separate entity to raise funds to support the medical center and the clinics and the mission of Marin Health. Got it. So then tell us about some of your fundraising methods. I know there are various methods of raising funds that you use.
Sure. Well, first, I just want to clarify that it's not just me and the foundation. So I'm the Chief Development Officer, but I have a small but mighty team. So there are seven of us in the foundation, and all of us work together to raise funds to support the equipment needs and the program needs of the organization. And we do that through different methods. A lot of people, when they think of fundraising, they automatically think of events. And we do have events. We have an annual golf tournament and an annual black tie gala when it's not COVID, right? I mean, when we can gather together in large groups. And those are fundraisers. They're also friendraisers. They're a great way to get the word out about Marin Health and the great things that we do and the great care that we provide. And so that is one of our tools for fundraising, but it's actually not our best way. Our best way is working directly with our grateful patients. Everyone that our caregivers take care of, we consider a grateful patient. And when we look at our donors, 99.9% of our donors are grateful patients. And that makes sense if you think about it. If you're not a patient at Marin Health, why would you give there? Why would you make an investment there? They're all grateful patients. And when we work with them one-on-one, that's when we really make the magic happen. That's when we bring in what we call major gifts. They're definitely event gifts, and some of them are larger sponsorships, for instance, but the real major gifts come from individual, in-person connections. A lot of times those people are referred to us by the physicians or nurses or other caregivers, and they say, this person had an amazing experience, and they're grateful, and they want to do something to give back, to help support the organization, and we're the ones that help to make that happen, to help the donor accomplish their vision and do that in order to support the organization. So a lot of it is working with individuals. And then, of course, those individuals, when they are grateful, many times they'll include Marin Health in their estate plans. And so that's often the ultimate gift. Where we get some of our larger gifts is through wills and bequests and estates. So that's another vehicle for raising funds.
Wow, you painted a great picture for us, Liz. 99% of donors are grateful patients, as you called them, and that makes sense. And individual gift giving, as you have said, is really important. And that does then lead to larger gifts when you are included in estate plans and wills and bequests. So let me ask you this, when we're talking about people giving money, is it awkward for you to ask for money, Liz, in your position?
I get that question or that reaction all the time. When people hear what I do for a living, they look at me with this look of horror on their face and they say, "You ask people for money? How can you do that? I could never do that. I could never ask people for money." It's pretty much a unanimous reaction that people have to me and to fundraising. But it's not me asking for money for me. That would be awkward. You know, if I were to say, "Hey, Bill, can I hit you up for some money?" That's a little awkward. But I am representing the organization. And when I am asking for money, it's for our Haines Cardiovascular Institute, or it's for our cancer center, or it's for our child life specialist in the emergency department. It's not for Liz Coulson. And so that makes it not a personal ask. The other thing that people don't understand is that I'm not asking you, Bill, or my next door neighbor. I'm asking a philanthropist. So the people that I work with are generous and very wealthy, and they're going to make a gift somewhere. So they're already philanthropists, and they're going to give to charity, and they're going to give to nonprofits. My job is to just make sure that Marin Health is on their radar, and ideally that we're on the top of their radar so that we're a priority for them when they think about, okay, I have this much to give away this year. Where do I want to give it, and where is it going to have the most impact? My job is to make the case that their gift to Marin Health is going to have a huge impact on healthcare in Marin County. And so that's where I feel like I'm not asking for money. I'm a matchmaker. So I'm putting a philanthropist who's going to make a gift and who wants to make an impact together with this organization that I feel so strongly about, that I dedicate my career to trying to raise money to impact healthcare in Marin. I feel like a matchmaker more than someone with my hand out asking for money. And then that makes it exciting. And the feeling when you make that match and you find the right philanthropist who wants to make a gift at a certain level to a certain program and you connect them, that is an amazing feeling. I can't even describe it. And so that's why I'm motivated to do what I do and why I don't feel uncomfortable making those matches.
So as you said, it's not you asking money for yourself. You look at it as working on behalf of a worthy organization, and that's serving the whole community. And you're playing a matchmaker role, matching the foundation with a philanthropist. I mean, that's really an interesting way to look at it.
I just want to add on to that. It goes back to the grateful patient that I was talking about earlier. So again, they're not grateful to me. They're not giving because of me, because of Liz Coulson. They're grateful because of the great care that they've received at Marin Health. And a lot of times it's part of the healing process for them where they've had this really intense medical experience in many cases, and they've come through it and they're in a place of gratitude. And by giving back to the organization, it kind of completes that circle for them.
Yeah, it's kind of like that law of reciprocity. If you do something nice for someone, they feel like they want to do something nice for you. So obviously, if someone saves your life and takes care of you, you want to give back in return. And it's part of that healing process, as you mentioned. So you've been talking to us about the foundation and your methods of raising funds. Some people might think, well, why do you really need a foundation? Doesn't the hospital have enough money to buy things? But the foundation is really critical in raising money and support for certain functions of the hospital. You are able to do things at the hospital that you might not otherwise have without the foundation. Is that right?
That's correct. Almost every department has been touched in some way by philanthropy. I've worked in other nonprofit organizations, all in healthcare. And in some of those larger organizations, philanthropy helps provide the icing on the cake. So if you're going to get a new piece of equipment, you could get this through your regular budget. Or if philanthropy was involved, you can get the one with all the bells and whistles. Well, here at Marin Health, philanthropy actually helps buy the cake. We needed a new Da Vinci robot, for example, that's used in the operating room. The Da Vinci SI was reaching the end of its life, and they needed the XI. And so that was not going to happen unless we raised a certain amount of money. There's too much need in the organization to be able to meet all that need just through the operating budget. So philanthropy helps with the Da Vinci robot is one example. The Haynes Cardiovascular Institute, we've raised millions of dollars, multiple millions of dollars for cardiovascular care. And in fact, the Haynes family named that institute because of a very large gift. And those funds are then used for the ever-changing equipment needs in the cardiovascular program. We also have the Braden Diabetes Center, which Bruce Braden, who's our board chair right now, helped to launch with philanthropy. So you just think about how many people in the community have diabetes or pre-diabetes and how many lives are touched through the Braden Diabetes Center. We also raise a lot of money for the emergency department and helped with new equipment there, with nurse education training. There's a limited budget for education, and as much as we can raise to support that and grow that, I know that impacts a lot of our caregivers and our care providers as well, to be able to have access to the latest training. So education, programs, equipment, you name it. I mean, even the new hospital, that was a huge multi-million dollar project. We had a minimum goal of $50 million that was required from the community in gifts in order to build that hospital. And I'm thrilled that we raised over $67 million to help make that possible. So if you're ever in that building, you'll see plaques all over the place that recognize the donors that helped to make that possible. And we wouldn't have been able to build that pavilion if we didn't have philanthropy. So it's really touched so many different areas. And right now we're continuing to raise money for a new nuclear medicine camera that we need to replace. I think the one in the hospital right now is, I want to say, 10 to 15 years old. And so the new one has all these capabilities that the current camera doesn't have. So we have to raise $1.5 million to help purchase that equipment. The total cost is over $3 million. So you can see just how expensive these pieces of equipment are. And as much as we can raise, the better off for the organization.
Well, those are great examples and illustrates to us the benefits of the foundation. Things like providing funds for the Da Vinci robot and the Haynes Institute, the Braden Diabetes Center. You were saying you were raising money for the emergency department as well, all possible through foundational support and all of the new things you're going to be working on in the future. So pretty amazing. And that certainly does help the community then understand what the foundation does and the benefits of the Marin Health Foundation. So Liz, as I'm talking to you, it's very easy to see. It sounds like you love your job. It just comes through.
Oh, thank you. I do. I'm very passionate about what I do, and it's because it's so rewarding. And I still remember the first big gift that I closed and the feeling that I have a small part in helping patients get the healthcare that they need and deserve and helping our caregivers provide it. And that feels so good.
I bet that does feel good. That's really easy to see. And your passion certainly comes through for your position as Chief Development Officer of the Marin Health Foundation. Well, this has really been interesting, Liz, really informative. And I know you probably have opened a lot of people's eyes and really explained some interesting things that people didn't know about the Marin Health Foundation. So good stuff. And thank you so much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. It's great to talk to you. And I just want to say fundraising is a team sport, and I couldn't do what I do without the amazing foundation team that I have. And we couldn't do anything without the caregivers and the staff at Marin Health that facilitate the goodwill and the gratitude in the community that inspires philanthropy. So we wouldn't have a job without the amazing caregivers at Marin Health. So thank you.
Very well said, Liz, and thank you again for your time. That is Liz Colson, Chief Development Officer at the Marin Health Foundation. And thank you for listening to this episode of the Marin Health Executive Series.